From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. With a midnight government shutdown coming closer, both Republicans and Democrats grapple with internal party divisions in hopes of voting on a massive budget measure. Frustrations flared as GOP Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky held up voting in hopes of obtaining a recorded vote to reverse the spending increases.
But really, who's to blame? Both parties. We have a 700-page bill that no one has read that was printed at midnight. No one will read this bill. Nothing will be reformed. The waste will continue, and government will keep taking your money irresponsibly and adding to a $20 trillion debt.
The Trump administration favors the measure, but an official with the Office of Management and Budget said they are preparing for the lapse in appropriations, even as the voting looks more likely to happen in the early Friday morning hours. Approval in the Senate seemed assured, but the situation in the House remains uncertain. Members of both parties there oppose the measure, which contains roughly $400 billion in new spending. With the launch of the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert is dismissing any concerns that U.S. efforts to counter North Korea's charm offensive could create a rift with South Korea. She said Vice President Pence had terrific meetings with South Korean president, and the U.S. relationships with both South Korea and